Tell us a little bit about the changes you have observed.
I've kind of always worked at the intersection of storytelling and digital media, even in my prior roles. And what I've seen is that, you know, the digital medium, of course, allows you to reach a very wide audience, but it also allows for a lot of wide and diverse storytelling. And that's what, at least for me, has been a very exciting aspect of this journey and, you know, the acceptance of digital media across the board. It's such a democratic platform.
Cinema traditionally has been, you know, our idea of cinema has been something on the big screen. But increasingly with the pandemic and OTT, we are seeing that films are being made for the small screen as well. And so we would like to know your opinion about it.
Sure. I think of it a little bit differently. I think cinema is agnostic of the screen. You know, even before OTT platforms came in, actually a lot of our cinema was consumed on television. You know, the TV premieres of the biggest films used to be an event in most households in India. It still is, right? So OTT screens just end up being another extension, another medium for you to tell your stories. It allows you to reach actually much wider audience in different ways.
With this change in format, do you think we are actually able to break out from the idea of a hero who can, or like that one single person who can drive a film?
I mean, every story will have a protagonist. Now, whether that protagonist is a male hero or a female hero is a different thing. Whether that protagonist is played by a star, traditionally in the film business, that's kind of become a determining factor for sometimes, you know, mounting a project, evaluating risk, because there is a significant commercial risk that comes with it. So we can actually have a very diverse slate. And what that allows us to do is we can put together projects which are backing emerging stars, emerging talent, whether they're male or female.
Tell us a little bit more about what is happening off screen behind the camera. What are the kind of shifts and changes you're able to see?
And I'm very excited to share that we've had the good fortune and opportunity to work with several female producers, writers, directors, technicians, and they're able to bring in such rich, diverse experience in the filmmaking process. You know, it's not just that women can only tell female forward stories, just like male creators can tell stories about men and women. Similarly, female creators can do that too. And them bringing their lens to that storytelling is super exciting.
But do you think we are moving away from our need for a happy ending always?
So traditionally, cinema used to be about escape, right? You wanted to disconnect from reality and lean back and enjoy an easy story with a happy ending. But I think today, while people do enjoy that escape, they're also seeking connection. They want to see their own lives reflected on screen. And there is space for both. So there is space for something which allows you that escape and which ends in a happy way, because let's be honest, we all love that. But we also sometimes want to be stimulated. We want to be moved in different ways and not just be, you know, left with happy thoughts. We want to be left with thoughts that stay with us much longer, and we want that connection. And so there is also space for that kind of storytelling. So I think, you know, there is space for both to answer your question.